Last Lord's Day, we considered Daniel in the midst of a crisis. And we noticed how Daniel overcame the crisis. Today, as we take up our studies again in the life of Daniel, I want you to consider Daniel and his relation to the truth of God. The crisis that we studied last week in the life of Daniel came to an end after God revealed to Daniel the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar and its interpretation. This dream of Nebuchadnezzar was God speaking to the king. Now it's very important that you understand that. God was speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar through his dream. And although Nebuchadnezzar was not aware of this at the time, the fact was that God was going through the interpretation of the king's dream to reveal his truth to Nebuchadnezzar. Truth that would eventually come to pass. Truth about future events. And of course, God was going to use Daniel in these circumstances, because Daniel was the man that God was going to reveal the king's dream to, with the result that God's truth would be made known not only to King Nebuchadnezzar, but to the whole nation of Babylon. The truth that would be revealed to Nebuchadnezzar and the nation of Babylon would be a revelation concerning future kingdoms, concerning future powers on this earth. Now there's much in this chapter that we could consider and that we could study. But I want just for a few moments to focus your attention on Daniel and his relation to the truth of God here in this portion of Scripture. And as we study this subject, I want you to listen very carefully. If you're not saved, I pray that the Lord will write his word upon your heart especially. But I pray that each and every one of us would leave God's house today saying it was good to be here, for it was here where we met with the Lord. I want you to notice very simply three things here. First of all, I want you to notice that Daniel knew the truth. Look what it says in verse 19 of chapter 2 of the book of Daniel. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Underline those words. The reason why Daniel knew the truth was because God revealed the truth to him. God, through a second dream, spoke to Daniel and revealed unto his servant what King Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed, and God also revealed unto Daniel the interpretation of the king's dream. Because of this revelation that Daniel received from God, Daniel came to a knowledge of the truth as far as the contents of Nebuchadnezzar's dream was concerned. Now, we have already emphasized that God was speaking to Nebuchadnezzar through the dream. Of that, there is nothing clearer. We can see that clearly from this passage of Scripture. God was speaking to this king. But in order for Daniel to know the interpretation, he needed God to reveal to him what the king had dreamed and the interpretation. And that's what God is doing here in verse 19 of Daniel chapter 2. Therefore, Daniel knows the truth. Very soon, Nebuchadnezzar is going to know the truth as well. But first of all, the truth is revealed to Daniel concerning this dream. Men and women, it is a great blessing to have the knowledge of the truth. And we today can have that knowledge because God has given us the revelation of his word. The Bible is the truth of God. The Bible, and the Bible alone, is God's revelation to man. Therefore, if man is in ignorance today, it is because he refuses to read and study the scriptures of truth. I don't think that we realize how privileged we are in this part of the world. You know, there are many across this world, and they never once have heard the message of the gospel. You know, that's hard to believe in this 21st century, but that is the truth. There are many in Africa and other third world countries, and they never once have heard the message of saving grace. And yet we are sitting here today and gathered in this house, and we have God's word before us, and we know the truth. Because the truth has been revealed to us through the scriptures. My friend, if you're sitting in this meeting today and you're not saved, you're privileged. Because you know the truth. Now, if you don't know the truth, it's your own fault, because the Bible has been in our mother tongue now for many, many hundreds of years. You see, if you want to know the truth, read the Bible. Read the Word of God. Because the Bible is the infallible, inerrant, incorruptible, inspired Word of God. You see, the Bible is a divine revelation of God's truth. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Peter 1 verse 22, verse 21 we read, that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And from the first in the book of Genesis to the last amen in the book of Revelation, we have contained in this wonderful book that we have in our hands today the precious, precious word of the living God. And whether you're saved today or not, you know the truth. Because the Bible is a clear revelation of God's truth. The Bible sets out clearly man's need and man's remedy. And the Bible sets out clearly the consequences if man rejects God's remedy. Of course, that is hell forever. But the Bible is a full revelation of God's truth. God today does not speak through dreams and visions. He speaks through His Word and the revelation of His Word alone. Why can we not add to the Bible? Why dare we not take away anything from the Bible? Because the scriptures of truth are a full and completed revelation. And of course, we learn that in the last book of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 22. Let me read you verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. The Bible is a complete revelation. And you and I are privileged today to have the knowledge of the Bible. Now, there are many things we may not understand when we read the contents of the scriptures. There are many things that we still perhaps have to learn as far as the Bible is concerned. But I don't believe there's anyone here today who's in ignorance as far as the scriptures of truth are concerned. You know that the Bible teaches that there's a heaven and that there's a hell. You know that the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only Savior. You know that there's redemption for the whosoever will. Because the Bible declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You are familiar with the gospel. You know that Jesus Christ has died. And not only that he has died, but that he has risen again. And God, through his word, has revealed these wonderful truths to you and to me. So we are like Daniel. We know the truth. Daniel knew the truth when God revealed the truth to him, as far as Nebuchadnezzar's dream was concerned. You and I today, we know the truth. We may disregard the truth at times. We may set the truth aside at times. We may not want to hear the truth at times. But nevertheless, all we have to do in order to know the mind of God is to open up this book and to read it. My friend, have you read the truth today? Have you read the truth this week? Or is the Bible a closed book in your home? Child of God, it is imperative that you and I open the Bible daily and read the Word of God. But let me say, even to those in the meeting who are not saved, it is imperative that you read the Bible day by day. That you open up the Word of God day by day. Because there, contained in this wonderful book, you will find words whereby you can and must be saved. This book will reveal unto you your need. This book will reveal unto you the remedy for your sin. This book will reveal unto you how you can get to heaven, how you can have everlasting life. This book will reveal unto you how you can escape hell and the judgment of God. This book that we hold in our hands, this infallible book, this Word of the living God, will reveal unto you how you can make peace with God and how you can have your sins forgiven. We have the knowledge of the truth. Not wonderful? That's a blessing. And as I've already said, the sad truth is this, that there are many across this world today, this Lord's Day, as we are gathered in God's house, and they don't have a Bible. They never have heard the Word of God. They are in complete ignorance concerning the Scriptures, because no one has ever told them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Well, Daniel knew the truth. But I want you to notice something else here. Turn back to Daniel chapter 2. And you'll notice, secondly, that Daniel believed the truth. Look what it says there in verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And look with me at verse 28. But there is a God in heaven, Daniel says, that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. And then the latter part of verse 45. God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. After God revealed the truth concerning Nebuchadnezzar's dream to Daniel, Daniel believed what God had revealed to him. Because Daniel immediately went to Nebuchadnezzar's executioner and told him that he had discovered the truth concerning the king's dream. Daniel believed every word that God told him about the king's dream, and he believed it to be the word of God. He believed it to be sure. He believed it to be certain. And he believed that every word that God revealed unto him about Nebuchadnezzar's dream would come to pass even before it came to pass. Men and women, it is one thing to know the truth. But it is a completely different thing to believe the truth. Do you believe that the Bible is the truth of God? If you do, then you will accept everything that the Bible says. Here's the challenge for you and for me. The Bible is the truth of God. But do we believe that the Bible is the truth of God? And if you say you do believe that the Bible is the truth of God, then do you believe everything that the Bible declares? You see, some men believe that the Bible just contains the Word of God. In other words, they don't believe that every word in the Bible is the Word of God. But men and women, the Bible, the Scriptures of truth, is either the complete revelation of God's Word to man, or it's not. You can't pick and choose. There are many today, and they have the knowledge of the contents of the Bible, but they do not believe a word of what the Bible says. They don't believe that God created the world in 6 literal 24-hour days, although the Bible teaches that. They don't believe that God created man on the 6th day of creation from the dust of the ground, although the Bible teaches that. They don't believe in heaven or hell, although the Bible teaches these places, about these places. They don't believe that there's life after death. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In fact, they don't even believe that there is a God. And yet they have a knowledge of the Scriptures. I wonder, is that you today? As you're found in God's house under the sound of the Word of God, you know the facts that the Bible declares, but you don't believe those facts. Daniel not only knew the truth, but he believed the truth. Not only did he believe the truth in his head, but he believed the truth in his heart. Now I would say, I could be wrong, but I would say that everyone here today, not only do you have a knowledge of the truth, but you believe the truth up here. I don't believe there's any atheists in the meeting this afternoon. No, there may be, I might be wrong. But I don't believe there are any atheists here today. I believe that if I was to go down and ask every one of you individually, do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God? You would say yes. And if I started to go through all the doctrines, some of which I have mentioned, but go through all the doctrines that are found in the Bible, in other words, go through what the Bible teaches, you would say 100%, I believe that the Bible is true. I believe that the Bible is the Word of God. And yet, although you acknowledge that the Bible is true in your head, you have never experienced God's salvation in your heart. Maybe there's someone here this afternoon and you know the truth of the Bible and you're willing to say that you believe the truth of the Bible, but you have never experienced God's redemption. In other words, you have a head knowledge but not a heart knowledge. Oh, friend, you're so near the kingdom of God today. Would you not turn from your sin and let the truth of God that is in your head penetrate down into your heart? See, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, let me just read these verses to you. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9 of that portion of Scripture. Here we have Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And this is what he says as he writes to the Christians at Rome. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here's the question that I want to ask you this afternoon. What are you doing with the knowledge of the Scriptures that you have? God has revealed His truth to you. And as you come into church every week and listen to the Word of God and hear the message of the Gospel, what are you doing with that truth? In other words, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Have you a heart knowledge? You see, the truth is revealed to us for a reason and for a purpose, and that is to make men wise unto salvation. Paul could say to Timothy, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. The sad reality is this, that many hear the truth, even believe and accept the truth to be God's word, but they never come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, how sad it would be to know the truth and to believe the truth in your head and yet end up in hell for all eternity because you have never received Christ as your own and personal Redeemer. The Bible says, indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ said himself that he was the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, the truth has been given to us so that we might turn from our sin and seek the Lord in salvation. The truth reveals to us that we're sinners. The truth reveals to us that we need salvation. The truth reveals to us that Jesus Christ is the only Redeemer, so that we might repent and turn to Christ for salvation. In John chapter 5 and verse 24, we read these words, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And in John chapter 20 and verse 31, we read these words, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. What a text of scripture that is. The word of God has been given to us to inform us of our need and to inform us that the only one who can save us is the God of heaven. I wonder today, will you come and not only hear the truth and know the truth and believe the truth in your head, but accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer? My friend, it is possible to know the truth and be lost. And it's possible to believe the truth in your head and be lost. In other words, it's possible to accept that the Bible is the Word of God and be lost. Now let me give you an example of that in the Bible. Keep your hand in Daniel chapter 2. And turn over, I want you to turn over to Acts chapter 24 just for a moment. We have Felix, the Roman governor. And in this chapter, the Apostle Paul is preaching the gospel. He's preaching the truth to Felix. Felix, of course, was an unsaved man. But he heard the message of the gospel from the lips of the Apostle Paul. Look what we read in verse 22. And when Felix heard these things, now we're not going to take the time to read Paul's sermon here, but if you want to read it when you go home, you read the verses prior to verse 22 of Acts 24, and you'll find out that Paul preached Christ to Felix. He preached the truth to Felix. And it says in verse 22, after Paul had finished preaching, and when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way. So here's a man with knowledge, scriptural knowledge, godly knowledge. Here's a man who knew the truth. And I'll tell you something else. He's a man who believed the truth. Look at verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. Why is he trembling? He's trembling because he knows what Paul is telling him is the truth. He's trembling because he knows that someday he will have to stand before God and give an account of his life upon earth. He knows that someday he will have to give an account of his sinful life upon this earth. And he trembles because he knows he's not ready. He knows he's not prepared to meet a holy God. But he knows the truth. And he believes the truth. But he ended up in hell. Oh, he did. Because he said to Paul, go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee. But you read on down this chapter and you find out that that more convenient season never came for Felix. And when you come to the end of the chapter, you'll read these words, that Felix left Paul bound. He left Paul bound. You see, he knew the truth. And he believed the truth up here. But he wasn't willing to repent of his sin and come to Christ and accept the Lord Jesus as his own and personal Redeemer. He wasn't willing to give up his sin. He wasn't willing to turn from his sin and trust the Savior. Oh, my friend, do you know the truth today? You do know it. You do know it. Do you believe it? Have you ever experienced the truth changing your heart and changing your life? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Oh, thank God. You can experience God's wonderful salvation. You can experience the truth changing your life this very Lord's Day afternoon, if you would only by faith bow at the foot of the cross and trust Christ as your Savior. There's one final thing, and with this I'm finished. Turn back to Daniel chapter 2. And you'll notice something else here. Not only did Daniel know the truth, and not only did he believe the truth, and of course not only did he receive the truth, we've already noticed that in the life of Daniel, that Daniel was a child of God. But Daniel proclaimed the truth. Daniel proclaimed the truth. Look at verse 27 of Daniel chapter 2. Daniel answered in the presence of the king, God has revealed to Daniel Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And Daniel with confidence goes before the king. And what does he go before the king to do? He goes before the king to proclaim this truth that God has revealed to him. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. My friend, it'll not matter where you run to in this world. The truth is only contained in God's word. Now you can go to soothsayers, and you can go to these people that pretend to tell the future, astrologers, and all the rest of it. And they'll tell you plenty. No doubt they'll tell you plenty. They'll tell you what's going to happen. But they don't know the truth, and they don't know the future. Only God knows the future. Verse 28, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. And then from verse 29 to 35, Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar what he had dreamed. And then from verse 37 to verse 45, Daniel reveals to the king the interpretation of the dream. With confidence, Daniel proclaims the truth which God had revealed to him concerning Nebuchadnezzar's dream. You know, child of God, and here's a word in season for us, especially when we think of the mission just about to commence this afternoon, our duty when it comes to the truth of the gospel is to proclaim that truth in all its fullness. God has given us the truth so that we might share it with others. The Christian's responsibility is to tell sinners about Jesus, the mighty to save. Because, as we have already said, He is the truth. The only truth. The Lord said concerning Saul of Tarsus after he was converted in Acts 9 verse 15, "For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Christ said to his disciples in Acts 1 verse 8, "Before he ascended back up into heaven, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 verse 2, "Preach the word," or proclaim the truth, "in season and out of season." And in Acts 8 verse 4, it says that the saints of God went everywhere preaching the word or proclaiming the truth. We're not to hide the truth. We are to declare the truth. We are to let others know what the Bible teaches and what the Bible declares, no matter what their response. And of course, the sad reality is, in this day in which we live, when you go to speak to people about their souls, they don't want to know. They don't want to know what the Bible says. They don't want to know about eternity and about where they're going to spend eternity. But the truth must be declared. We must proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. And thank God, if we do, I believe the Lord will bless His word. Because it's through the preaching of the cross that men are saved. And that's why we're having this gospel mission. So that the word of God might go forth. So that men and women will have another opportunity to hear words whereby they can and must be saved. You know, God blessed the truth after Daniel proclaimed it. What Daniel said come to pass, or should I say what God said through Daniel came to pass. And of course also when you look at verse 27, 47 there in the chapter of Daniel chapter 2, you'll see that men stood up and took notice of the truth after Daniel had given the interpretation of the king's dream. Look at verse 47. "And the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret." Men will stand up and take notice. Oh, of that there is no doubt. And while there will be those who will laugh and mock and scoff at the gospel and the word of God as it goes forth, especially in this 21st century, thank God the Lord will work through His word as it goes forth. Because the Lord has promised that His word shall not return unto Him void, but it shall accomplish that whereto He descended. Souls will be saved in this mission. Hearts will be touched in this mission. I believe that with all my heart. Oh, child of God, therefore, let us go forward with the truth. We know the truth. We believe the truth. We have received the truth. Let us proclaim the truth. And let us not be ashamed. The Apostle Paul could say, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Why? "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." Thank God the Lord has given us His word. His word. Oh sinner, if you have never received this word, if you have never received the Christ that is declared in this word, come. Even this afternoon. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Even before the mission starts, get saved. And then you'll enjoy the mission. My friend, let me tell you this. If you would only get saved this morning, you would enjoy this mission so much. It would be like heaven on earth. It would be like heaven on earth. You want to experience heaven on earth? Get saved this morning. Come to Christ today. Right now. Give your heart to the Lord. And what an experience you will have over these next 2 weeks. Daniel knew the truth. And Daniel believed the truth. And Daniel received the truth. And Daniel proclaimed the truth. Oh, I pray that God's word
will mean more to you than just stories in a book. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word. We thank thee, Lord, for the Bible. O God, give us a deeper love for thy word. Help us to read it more. Help us to study it more. And O God, help us to declare its contents more. We pray, Lord, that we'll not be ashamed to stand up for thy precious word. And O God, that we might hide it within our hearts, those of us who are saved, that we might not sin against thee. Lord, we just thank thee for your presence today. Bless us now. Bless the mission this afternoon. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.